There's a master one. It's two pages. Where's the second page?
Yeah, I thought I had two pages, but then now I can't find it.
No, the master one has two pages. Okay, there you go. And I signed fire as well?
Yes.
No, Lauren did not sign fire.
Okay, excellent. All right, we'd like to welcome you to our public hearing.
Thank you!
Thank you so much, Jerry.
We should have door prizes.
And Jim for being here.
Door prizes, you hear that?
I thought we should have brought some cheese.
Something like that. So present is Councilor Brian Batt and Josh Whitaker and Mayor Wenda Crabb. So we have a quorum now. And wait for it. Yes! Councilmember Tandy Raffney.
Now we really have a quorum.
Now we really can.
Oh, sorry about
that. We
really
change the world.
Yes, that's right. One mistake at a time.
One mistake at a time. All right, so the purpose of this hearing is to review our final budget and take any public comment that you might have about the budget. Casey, is there any preamble you'd like to share with the audience?
I changed some.
Okay.
So you want to go through that and note the changes? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can just vote on it.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Unless you have, do you have a pre-comment before she goes over the changes? Either of the public people that are here? Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Casey.
Okay, so.
Oh, that you have to sit and show.
I did change. So you're looking at the last two columns, original budget and revised budget.
Okay.
So the original budget was what we decided on in the last meeting. The revised budget is now going to be the final budget unless we, you know, change it in here and then approve that. So this revised budget is the one that I have done. There aren't any changes until we get down to the charges for services.
Okay.
I lowered the sale of cemetery lots just because it didn't seem reasonable.
Based on history?
Do we get to pick who?
Well, that's called murder.
Yes, you can. Okay, and then opening and closing for the cemetery, like usually, like there was a high year in 2024, but other than that, 1775, 545, I put it at 2 instead of 86.
Okay.
If you're okay with that. Interest, I bumped up just a little bit, kind of for the sake of the ones I just lowered of revenue. So it was 25, I bumped it up to 30. You can see 2024 was almost 40, 2025 was like almost 36. And then, do you guys want a copy of this that we're going through?
Do you have
one? I do. Oh.
Sorry, what? You can't see that?
Yeah, right.
Do you mind sharing? Want me to zoom in?
No. What? We have to share? Oh, my gosh. All right.
Okay. So
about
we're still on page one.
40% of the way down, line 3483, right above total charges for services.
Is that better?
On your paper.
So just we're right there in that intersection on the first page. So interest earnings bumped up to 30 since we still have one more payment to come in 2026, and that has generally been about $2,500 a month. So we should end up at, you know, 34.
And that's on our just money in our investment accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interest earnings.
Yep. Okay.
And then the Class C interest I bumped up just a little bit too to be a little more accurate. We still have one more payment coming in for 2026. So.
Okay.
24 is kind of lower, you know, low end for this year, I guess. We we still have one more payment coming in, and it's usually about $2,100 a month.
Okay.
So we should end up at like 26.6 or something for this year. Okay, then I left everything else the same except the transfer from electric fund. I changed this due to the need of the general fund, right, for our revenue. And I also put in the fund balance appropriated. So that $278,300, we have more than that in checkings and savings and stuff for the general fund. And we have put in the budget every year a transfer from electric to the general fund. But we haven't done that this year, and I would really like to.
And when they do it, how much do they usually move?
I wanted to move about $40,000, which we had budgeted last year. If you can see the 2026 budget, we had budgeted for $211,000 to cover. But I don't really want to pull it unless we have to. But our checking account is getting a little low, and it's not the checking account.
Yeah, I know.
It.
Right.
But for the general fund, the checking account is negative.
Mm-hmm.
And
it should be positive.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where that comes from. Is
from the electric?
The electric is what generates the majority of the revenue for the town.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if you guys are okay with me. It is budgeted for already in 2026.
Yep.
This doesn't have anything to do with that.
I understand that, yeah.
But if you're okay with me doing that.
Is 40 enough, though?
Well, I kind of have a list of what there is, and I don't want to take too much out of the electric checking for Zion. Right now, the electric portion is about $111,000. The water fund is sitting at a negative $30,000, and the general is like at a negative $10,000. So, I also would like to move some from the electric to
water,
but I also believe we're going to have to make a transfer from our PTIP account into checking, and then we can split that how we need to.
And that's something we don't want to do.
I know, but
because that's our interest accruing fund.
Yes. But I don't know what else to do. We've got Sager's. I thought our loan was covering that, but it's not, right?
It is.
Okay, we increased it. We increased it specifically to cover that.
But it hasn't come. But the loan money hasn't come through yet, right? It was going into.
We got twenty thousand. We're supposed to get 250, right?
Yeah.
So it just hasn't.
I haven't seen any other money.
So you've only seen the original loan money come in, the 500 and whatever it was.
And then Dixie,
is that right?
I don't know where that's at.
And then Dixie's going to take the sale of the power line and use it as a credit.
Oh.
So when they bill us, the 100,000 will be credited on there. That way, we don't have to do more money transfers.
Okay. So all of our Dixie bills are just
paid. No, for this project, their cost is 300-ish, and they said that they would just credit the 100,000 instead of having to chase money back and forth.
So we'll just have to pay $2.
Do you know the answer to what she's asking about, Ben?
Stormy's deal was like 139 or 4 something, right?
Yeah.
Came in under budget even.
So right now I've had a bill for like 89.
That's part of all that.
Yeah.
89, and what's the second bill? 42,000?
Their estimate was like 89,000 for the trenching, just spitballing, but we came in at 137.
And there was extra on the bill this time for a couple of things, but I can show you guys that. But anyway, that's kind of on a side note.
Yeah.
So we can get to that maybe.
Well, Ben's coming, right?
Yes, and I printed off a request from Ben.
Okay.
Because I thought that too. I was like,
yeah, I really thought that we increased the loan amount for specifically.
Yeah, I thought we did too. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the purpose of it. That's what you thought too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For
okay,
three case power.
It's not just you.
Okay.
It was the
we're all confused.
Or maybe he is. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. Okay, going on. So, the transfer from the electric fund I put as 88,471, that was kind of a plug number. I didn't want the fund, the appropriated fund balance to be too high in the general fund, like you can't put more than what we got, right?
Yeah, yep.
So I kept that there, and then the difference was the 88,471. And it kind of finagled with the electric fund, too. I was kind of going back and forth between them, because they have to match, right?
Yep.
Okay, so page two. So the salaries and wages are going to be upped in the department. Just to
cover all that stuff that we're doing.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's 45,000 now in admin. It shouldn't affect the benefits at all. So.
Right.
And then I think everything else stayed the same until we get to the highways, salaries and wages. I upped that by the amount that's estimated. and then the other thing is I was talking to someone from Forest and talking to them about the capital projects fund, and they were like, I'd probably just keep that in a capital outlay account. So,
meaning the chip seal?
The chip seal and the water project that we have going on right now, because it does have a project in Forest that it's being tied to. So, anyway, I just added I just put the 250 right there in capital outlay under highways. And I think we had probably estimated part of that 100,000 to be for the chip seal or something last time. Do you see that in equipment, supplies, and maintenance?
Yes.
So I lowered that to 20 because I'm pretty sure, I mean, that's, I think that 171 that you see in equipment, supplies, and maintenance in 2025 probably had to do with the roads.
No, I think that's when we did them, yeah. It sounds right.
So I put it instead into the capital outlay account, still leaving us 20,000 for equipment, supplies, and maintenance.
In just the roads fund?
In just the highways, right there under highways, yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys are okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't think any other changes until we get to the cemetery. Salaries and wages went up by the
estimated amount. Mm-hmm. And I think that's everything for the general fund. Great.
Does everybody feel like that? Okay.
Yep.
I almost grasped what you were saying, so I think that's fine.
Great. Yay.
A lot of trust in you.
It's so interesting because, like, I've spent my whole life looking at numbers, and this is just a whole different thing.
Budget is.
A whole different thing.
Government budget.
Corporate budget, so much different.
Yes.
So different.
Okay, so fire department, I did talk to Lauren. He said he was good with what it was still. So we can just skip over that page unless, I mean, you guys can take a look and think of comments if you want on any of this. Capital projects, I just zeroed out. So instead of our original budget, I just zeroed everything out for that one. So next page is the water fund.
Put your seatbelt on.
So, I changed the amount of salaries again by the amount estimated. I also increased the water benefits or whatever it is just to try to help us out a little bit and to make it an even number, I'll be honest.
That's not with the employees benefits or what is
it is with the employees, and because I saw here that this year's actual for benefits for water was like
6173.
Yeah, so I was like, well, let's bump that up a little bit and maybe be a little safer, I guess. And then nothing really changes until we get down to this USDA loan. So this is a new account. It wasn't on here when we looked last, but I got that $20,000 from them. You can see that in the 2026 actual line.
I don't see it. Where are you at?
Down in non-operating.
Okay, I see it now. No.
So USDA loan 2026, we got $20,000 from them. It was like 10 from the one. I don't know why they sent us two $10,000 amounts.
Because they have to do the same type of budget, and it has to come out of very specific codes in the federal government.
Okay.
So there was probably two very specific funds.
Was it the same date?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense then.
So I just put the rest of it into our next year budget. I don't know when it will come. I'm hoping before July.
Because we have bills. They're doing it. We're spending it.
Yes. Okay. So I put 230 down, knowing that probably some of it will be this year, but you know, at least we're budgeting for it.
Yeah.
So that's there, and then I added an account, that water well house project down at the very bottom, and I just put the difference there.
Is that what we all wanted? Is that what we're saying? The 221?
That's what we're saying we're going to spend on the well house project.
From here on?
Yes. Well,
because Tusher's already paid up, right? Or do we still owe Tusher some money?
I don't think so. Well, we might.
Because they're doing the valves right now.
Ben has it. I didn't look at his request. It's in on the printer. Mm-hmm. But either way, whether it lands in this year or next, at least we have the budget in there somewhere.
Yes, July 1st.
But that is what it's for.
Yes.
Because we've already mostly paid Tusher.
Yeah.
Right. That's
so,
okay.
With the grant money?
Okay.
So I was assuming this 221,345 would also go to Sager's, to, do you know what I mean? The, all of that.
Speaks of power.
Yeah, that's what I thought the loan was for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really,
so we'll find out.
It's kind of that loan.
Sager should all be paid off this fiscal year, because I got their final bill. You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we were talking about, the transfer, because we're out of funds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
kind
of just in this limbo between 2026 and 2027.
Okay.
But so if you guys are okay with the way that looks.
Okay. So what's the non-operating expenses there of the?
The
non-operating items for the 27,000. What is that?
Where are you?
Second line from the bottom.
Right-hand column, second to the bottom, 27,000.
That's your total, so your revenue. So we have non-operating revenue, which is like the rural development grants and all of that, right? So this 27,000 represents
the
non-operating
difference.
Income and non-operating expenses netted
difference.
Together.
It's the difference of this guy and that guy. Sorry, I didn't mean to shock you. So this is where it starts, the non-operating item.
Uh-huh.
And then that
and
balances
becomes expenses
with what's on top, which is 27,205 in the hole.
Yes.
All right, thank you. I see.
Yep.
Realistic. And you can see from the history it's not how it really goes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So I upped that, and I also upped the next line item for the office supplies and stuff, because that did
also not realistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then
so why weren't employee benefits increased?
They were. Oh, but not benefits, because the effect that we're doing here doesn't affect the benefits.
Yeah,
like
for each department. So this
right.
is like a one-time pay.
So it's part of Jim's salary. It's part of the cemetery people.
But I'm saying look at the previous year actuals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You have 5,000, 7,000, 4,400 almost, but
okay.
then we're estimating only 3,500?
We can up that if you want.
Well, I think we ought to make it at least
five?
In the range.
Maybe five or which?
Yeah, five. Let's see. 11. divided by 3 is about 5,300. That's an $1,800 increase.
Okay, so what number do you want, 53-ish, or do you want
I don't want to make it easy and make it 55.
So increase it by 2,000?
Yeah, because if you look at your actuals.
Okay, yes. So 2,000. So.
So 2,000's got to move somewhere else.
I really don't know how you did it all. You did great.
And then, so we'll grab 2,000. Just remember that we have to grab 2,000 somewhere. Okay, and then I upped also the power purchase because
yes.
I was like,
it's going up.
That does not look reasonable either, right? Like we're at 197, we have 1 month left. So probably we'll have closer to 210 or something.
Yeah, I'll be about 212.
So I upped it to 200, but if you want to up it even more, you can.
No, we just don't know what it's going to be.
The other thing is we don't want to overspend. So this, do I have one in here? I thought I did. Appropriate, oh yes, I do. Sorry, it's just on the other one. Appropriated, electric fund balance appropriated. Do you see that 90,000? You have much more than that in your different accounts, right? I mean, we can up that by whatever we increase.
Yeah, I do that to 2,000. That's going
yes,
into
so
employee benefits. Let me pull up the monthly power costs. I can give you a better idea of. During the cold part of the year, we're averaging 15,000 a month.
Well, you can see your past years are like 181.
Yeah, that's not a horrible estimate.
I think so. Last year was about 215, and I think this year will probably
we're
going to
be about the same.
About 210. So if you only like 215.
Yep.
And then you'll just pull 15 more into that. Into that appropriated account?
Yes, so instead of 90,000, it's going to be 107.
I like how I'm writing it down, like I'm going to do anything with this.
We'd
be like,
really
Casey, you go. Yeah, Casey, you go.
She might come to you.
I know, she might.
Okay, and then that transfer to general fund, that 88,471, that matches what's on the general fund account for
mm-hmm.
transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you good with that, Josh?
Yeah, that's. I think this summer you're going to see your our price is going to go up a little bit. So.
And then I think that's it. Yay.
Okay. Public comment. Any public comment before we?
Before Stan sits
before
down.
Before Stan sits down.
No.
Yeah.
I think
go.
It looks great.
Okay.
Nice job.
Well, I'm part of the public.
Nice job. So glad you're here.
Amen, sister.
That's good.
So now do we have to wait till the next meeting to vote on it then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got. You
yeah.
Could, well, do we close this meeting? I'd like to.
We officially opened it, right?
Well, I welcomed everyone.
Yeah. Just.
I don't know if we need to close it because.
It's just
no.
public
yeah.
comments.
Yeah.
yeah.
You see?
Yes. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
You've got
oh,
3 minutes for bathroom break.
I can't open it.
Do you want to change recording or anything?
I will here in just a second.
Okay. All right.
Okay.